rather unusual machaber. A great deal of background to this machaber. Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin on the Shulchan Aruch. Oichlin v'shoisin v'smeichin that a person should eat, drink, and rejoice. Ve'ein v'sanim v'Rosh Hashanah. One shouldn't fast Shabbat on Rosh Hashanah, believe a Shabbat Shul. Omnam la yochal kol sovim. They should indeed let loose full blast. The man la yotel du roshom, that they shouldn't come to be frivolous. But here yiras Hashem apanei. Now, let's go to the second din. Yesh b'kaymash a kabbalah b'yodim. There are communities, but they have a kabbalah. Shekomi shorogel is honest for Rosh Hashanah. A person that has the minute to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Umeshana regulos of Einu Mishana. And then he decides to change, to go back to regular. Einu mashnu shnosa. He might, in fact, not be worthy of living out the year. Umeshana yore lenafsha the Rama brings. And if someone is not particularly fearful, Ein Torah is honest kol yomo. He doesn't have to do this. But Torah HaTorah, the Moshon, that you need a Torah Stadon. Now, if there would be an Easter Lechair, what should you need a Torah Stadon for? It would be an Easter. You know, if it would be a person would fast on Yom Tov on the first day of Sukkot, I don't think he would tell him he needs a Torah Stadon. He needs a Kapar, not a Torah Stadon. No. Halach and Gim. Hamas Anna, Pam Achaz, Barosh Hashanah, Tainas Chalai. A person had a tainus chalom in Rosh Hashanah. In hoya b'yom rishon, if the tainus chalom were to take place on the yom, the first day, tzorach lis'anus shnei yomim kol yomim, then he has to fast both days for the rest of his life. In hoya b'yom sheni, and if it could occur on the second night of Yom Tov, lis'ana kol yomim yom sheni uvat. Now, the Ein Tzorach LeMeis, the Rama is the Ein Tzorach LeMeis of Tainus Latanos. A person that fasts at Tainus Chaloyim on Shabbos, so he's mechuyev to fast on Sunday, is a kapara for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. So the person fasted the second day Yom Tov, does he have to fast the day after Yom Tov too? So he says, no, he doesn't have to observe a fast because of the fact that he fasted. Do yesh oimrim the mitzvah is anis Rosh Hashanah. They say that there's no Easter to fast on Rosh Hashanah.
What if it comes out on the Shabbos?
We'll come to that question. We'll come up. Oh, that's part of it. We'll come to that.
Okay,
that's
so
part of the question. And that's the end of these halachas. So we already see in the Shulchan Aruch itself a certain tension in the halachas. On one end, he bothers to come tell us, Oichlin b'shoyus to nesmeichim b'in v'sanim v'Rosh Hashanah. So there's obviously a necessity for the Shulchan Aruch to be machriya. Now, the Rama in Siv Gimel makes it very clear that such a necessity. Because he quotes of you, the mitzvah is honest for Rosh Hashanah. The mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah. So if it's a mitzvah to fast in Rosh Hashanah, that's then obviously you can't tell me the Oichlin B'shoyis and Esmeichim and B'sanim Rosh Hashanah. So there's obviously more than one view. And so therefore we wind up with the Sif Beis, that the person that has the minik to fast Rosh Hashanah. A guy will come and tell me he has the minik to fast Shabbos. I'll tell him, go sit down, eat a bowl of chalant, and that's it, you know. Stop being a chaytik. But a person that has the minik to fast Rosh Hashanah is all a shayva. Even without a Torah, he can't be matur. And even if he should be matur without a Torah, it's a shayva. So what's behind all of this?
What about fasting and Seder
Shemitah?
That would not be
in Seder Shemitah, you can fast in a Seder Shemitah, but Shabbos can be fasted in Shabbos Shubah. It's a different shayva. It's a whole different shayva. It can be fasted in Shabbos Shubah.
How does a person
there are those that want to say, I think the Bach holds that you shouldn't fast Rosh Hashanah, but if you want to fast Shabbat Shuv, I think he holds it's fine.
By the time we finish Kiyas Shofar and finish Dalai, we fast the day anyway.
Oh, so we'll see. about that also.
If the first day of Shavuot, you have to do it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I question
well, this, what,
why must it be the rest of your life?
Well,
no other day.
Yeah, why is that? So there they have the following rationale for it. He's not a person that chose to fast the first day of Rosh Hashanah. He fasted on Rosh Hashanah because he had a sinus chalim. So because of that, in effect, they showed him in Hashemayim that they want him to fast on Rosh Hashanah. In Hashemayim he had a siman that his avoid is to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So Mamela, on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, he also fasts, because that's his avoid, not because he has to add an additional day. A person who only had a tainas chalim on the second night of Yom Tov, so when Rosh Hashanah, they didn't show him that his avodah for the main day of Rosh Hashanah, the first day, is to fast. They only showed him for the second day, so he fasted only for the second day for the rest of his life. That's the reason that he has to fast for the rest of his life.
It's a pretty strong read into a chalom.
Why did he have such a chalom?
And even if he did, it's the same.
So that's what it says. In other words, that if Min HaShemayim they gave him such a chalom, it's the symbol that they want him to face.
He better clarify the chalom. But we also
We're talking about a chalom that troubles a person deeply, and certain specific chalomas that the halacha talks about.
How does a person get
to? Listen, we've had problems with dreams for thousands of years. The Baruch Yaakov Avinu told his sons that Yosef's dreams. The same way your mother's going to come, who's buried in Kever Rochel, that's the way the rest of us are coming. But that was for public consumption, but all of Shammah and Allah. He sensed that there was something more to his dream than just a dream.
Of course, you could also give it a good interpretation before a gambler jumps into it. You could be naked at the source.
You could try, but that's, you know.
Well,
Brochus
has a whole
few thousand lines. In the last part, yeah. There's many more about dreams.
How does a person know what his minhag is, especially if he's a Motshuva?
A minhag, we didn't deal with men, even hug him. If a person has a personal minhag, to fast.
So the minhag is a personal minhag,
yes,
not
a
minhag that you get from your
No,
parents.
I don't think so.
So it comes from a chalom, or?
No, whatever. Somebody decided that this is a way, he wants to do tshuva, or whatever. And spend his whole, for tshuva purposes, spend his whole day fasting. There's a basis for it.
Well, then he could eat at night.
He has mechuyif to eat at night. There's no basis for fasting at night. That's clear. Now, let's take a look a little bit at the background of all of this. How this came to be. We'll start off with a piece in the Amshe Shloima in the second parak in Be'er. The title of the piece is Din to be Yontu for Shabbos in Lahaira Chatzilah Beis HaKnesses Yoytze Michatzi Hayem. You have to be home by Chatzis on Shabbos and Yontu. Yeshiyah Chetz Yol Hashem Chetz Yol Hachem. That half is for you and half is for the Rabbeinu Shalom. Meal Rosh Hashanah Yochel Harach Yoyse Mechatzi Ayoyim, that the tefillah can end after Chatzi Ayoyim, Lo Shechal B'Shabbos, unless it happens on Shacharz on Shabbos. That's very good for the places that like the Daven Kuvah Sitah. What?
Why do
2 o'clock. I don't know why we finished so early. You're right, Irwin. It's too early. Too early. The people want their money back. They say for such a short davening, and they pay so much. They think that at least. So anyone that says the prices are too high, tell them we'll have the chazan sing for another hour or two. Now, the Sfardim, the meaning of the Sfardim, the davening of a seeker. Ashrei is a lozang, it's a davens nowadays, the davens was sitting on him with a roll.
I think that went by Rosh Hashanah and Eretz Yisrael.
So,
he went home 8 days, came back for his time.
No, by 10 o'clock in the morning, he finished davening on Rosh Hashanah.
So, which I'm thinking is now 6:30, it's not that early anymore.
But see, that the Shemoneh Esrei is 6:30. You start davening 5:30.
Okay.
Whatever it is, 5 hours, 6 hours, whatever, however long you're going to take.
Why you start at 6:30 and then finish at 3:30?
Wow. Oh.
Same finish in the afternoon.
Sure, because they say, you go to Joseph McCrum, who was in the
So. Torah Rabbanan, there was a Meisav Rabbi Loza, Shoye Yeshu V'Dorish V'Yomtuv Kol HaYom Kulo, Bilchus Yomtuv. He was teaching Yomtuv the whole day. Yotis Okat B'Shoino, so the first group finally decided to leave. Perish Lissay to this Yomtuv. V'Nichu V'Dorish, and they left him in the middle of his drosha. Omar Halolu Bali Pateisim. Perish Chobis G'Doyle Tzachiru Lehem. These guys know how to live well. You know, they prepared, you know, a heavy amount of food, you know, so they need time to eat it. But he meant to say, by this Kloma Bali Nefeshain, that people, not Bali Nefesh in the sense of Ruchnias, but the people that are into enjoying themselves. They didn't be gay in the Shemaya de return. They don't want to put themselves out too much to learn. So therefore, that's why they're out of here at the drop of a hat. Yotis or Kachnia, the second group went out. Omar Alolo Bale Chobis, Kloimar Chobis Titanics. They only have small barrels prepared, you know. They don't have so much to eat, so they have a little bit more patience, a little bit less into the Gashmir, so they have more patience to learn. Yotis or Kachlishis, Omar Alolo Bale Kadim, Kadim is less than a Chobis. Kat Raviyas, Omar Halolu Bale Leginim, you know, these guys are the little pitchers. Kat Chamishas, Omar Halolu Bale Kaisas, these never see Chavon, we have cups prepared. Ischilu Kachishas Lothes, so the sixth group was starting to leave already. Omar Halolu Bale Me'ero, which seems to suggest that Chalila that should do this, the people that are afflicted by Kololo, meaning they have nothing to their name. That's why, you know, they stayed so long. You know, Nebuch, they have nothing to eat. The Fisha Haya Beis HaMedrash, Mr. Roikin Ma'ayin. The Beis HaMedrash got very empty. Gnaya Dobo, and it's inappropriate. Ve'ya Kosha Ba'inov. Ve'nothan Einov B'Talmidim. We looked at the Talmidim. Eschilu P'nayim B'Shtanis. So they started to blanch from embarrassment. Surum Shekoyas or Kachishas. That he was angry with them. Because they thought, why should he be angry, that they're leaving so late. So he told them, no, you got me wrong. In other words, and certainly the one that remained after the Kachishis, all the other he was, you know, he looked very somber. In other words, the Kachishis, he said, they don't have anything. And then he looked in a very stern, with a very stern face at the Talmidim, so they thought that he was upset at them, then why didn't they leave? So he told them, no, you got me wrong. Omalei bonai, loy lachem ani ayman. I'm not referring to you. Elu lahalolu sheyotsu, the ones that went to each other. Menichem chai oylem lo iskim chai esho. That. So why did he even go over Ruchnias, trading it in for Gashmias? What's going on here? Finally, Bishaspati Rosa, when the drosha was finished, they were leaving that alacha siyam adrosha. Amalahu lechu ichlu mashmanim. This is the pasuk from Nehemiah. It's a pasuk that Ezra read. Lechu ichlu mashmanim shesu mantakim b'shulchu monos leinochem lo. Yikodosh hayim la'adoneinu. It's a pasuk of Ezra. Don't be sad. The joy that you have with the Rabbanu Shem, that's your strength on the Yom Adin. A very famous pasuk. So, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara Omar Ma'as, the Gemara observes about this brisa. What pshat? What was he upset about? Shemenicha chayarudim v'oiskim b'chayasho. What Simchas Yontif mitzvah? Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah. You mechoy to go with. So what happened? Mishane, the Gemara says, Rav Elozer the Tamei Omar Simchas Yontif v'shusi. Because Rav Elozer holds Simchas Yontif is v'shusi. We have the two psukim in the Gemara in Tzochem. One says Ateras Hashem Elokech, and one says Ateras Lachem. So how do we reconcile these two psukim? One says Ateras Hashem Elokech, and Ateras Tiyah Lachem. So we have two views. The view of Rabbi Yeshua is Chetzio Lachem and Chetzio Lachem. So first we do Chetzio Lachem with the learning and davening, first half of the day, and the second half of the day is Chetzio Lachem. Rabbi Leza says no. One or the other. Either Kulo Lashem or Kulo Lachem. You have two choices. Either way, that's Rabbi Leza sheet. So therefore, he was telling us, we're learning. What do we need to go to out to eat for? It could just be Yitzei Simchas Yontif. So the union of Yontif. What more do we need than that? That's, he says, Ein lo lodim b'yontif v'la oichol b'shoisa or yoisha b'shoina. One of the two. But, but you got to go full blast. Whichever it is. Toner Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Chalkeyo Chetzio Lashem Chetzio Lachem. Is Om Rabbi Yochanan Ushneim Mikra Echad Oshu Kosov Echad Om Atzemesh Lashem Lokecho Kosov Echad Om Atzemesh Tiyah Lachem Okei Tzad. So Rabbi Allah says either or Rabbi Yeshua says it's a mix. The Kosov Ariv V'Harosh Achrom Zal V'Zeh Lashoyno Garcin V'Psochem Perk Elidvon. That's the source of this. Om Rabbi Allah says Komodin V'Atzeres Nami B'Inan Lachem. Everyone agrees that a terrorist needs lachem. On Shavuos, you have to have lachem on this. If you should yom shaliten by Torah Yisrael. Amar Rabbah kol modin b'Shabbos, the meaning of Nami lachem. Shabbos needs lachem too. The Ketiva Karosel b'Shabbos Oynei. Rav Yosef Amar kol modin b'Purim, the meaning of Nami lachem. We don't seem to need much encouragement to make Purim to be lachem. It'd be called a high iskin. It was made for that purpose. He made Mishnah b'Simchuksev. So Mar Bereder of Ashi, the son of Rav Ashi, is buried all the way in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, right on the border with Lebanon, on Hashina. It's a hill, which the top of the hill is officially in Lebanon, and the bottom is in Israel, and Israel sits on top of the hill. And Hashina is the keller of Mar Bereder of Ashi. Havi Yosef Kula Shata B'Tanesi, was such a tzaddik that he fasted the whole year. Mar Miyomad Atartu, except on Shavuos, Upura, Umalayim, and the Kippur, and Erev Yom Kippur. The Tandi Boy, the Toner of Chiyam, the Difti, the Nisem, the Nafsho Seichem, the Sishal Achodish Bar, the Chiyam, the Tess, Miss Anim, the same as Gemara, but I'll be Yud, Miss Anim, 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 Miss Anim, Miss Anim, Miss Anim, Ve'ein ledaktik with the Gomer Akol Moizin Shemamina the Halachah Rabbi Elazar. Since it bothered to say that Rabbi Elazar is Moida, which is taken as a sign of the Paskin Elakim, and therefore we're concerned. Kibosh Kosov Rav Yo, who wants the Paskin, this whatever he has, Yisharei Asmag Hevi Nami Haisa Diva Kosov She'ein Halachah. That the Halachah is not in accordance. That the halacha is not in accordance with this view. So therefore, and the paskins, we generally paskin that halacha is chetzio lachem v'chetzio lachem. So the Gemara says clearly, Rabbi Yeshua, he says, don't say that once you started davening, for example, you can keep on till ever, whenever you want. Since the Gemara said, why did they conduct the drosha in this fashion? Well, what was his complaint that they went out? That it shouldn't pass chati hayom. So therefore, on any day, you're not supposed, any Shabbos or Yom Tov of the year, you're not supposed to spend longer than chati hayom in the Beis HaKnesses, because you need chetzio lachem. it's a time of Amos Yamadin. Vesifri Chayim, Vesifri Mason, Lefonov, Neftochen. Yechol Laharech, Betfilo, Vedivrei Torah, Yoyser Mechatzi Ayim. You can take more than Chatzi Ayim, because his thesis is there's no din of Chetzi Elohim and Chetzi El Hashem. There's a din of Lochem, but no Chetzi Elohim. There's a din of Simchas Yontov. Vavagav the high kernel. The odd part is Vavagav the high crow the Ezra lechu ichlu ma'ashvanim shesu mamtakim al Rosh Hashanah koy. Within the Gemara, brought that pasuk, the pasuk from Ezra. The Gemara said that he told him lechu ichlu ma'ashvanim shesu mamtakim meshulchu monos leinochem of yikodesh hayom ladoneinu. So that was referring to Rosh Hashanah. So you see, on Rosh Hashanah, Vavagav the High Court, the Ezra, the Chulichu, Mashvan, the Zumda, Rosh Hashanah, Koik, and the Mukh, the Hedge of the Kroy, as is well known, the Chsiv, the Elminev, Yavo Ezra, Koy, Yavi Ezra, Koy, and as a Turl of Nea, Kol, Meish, Varisha, he brought the Sefer Torah. The Chomevin, the Shmoya, the Yamal of the Chodesh Hashrim, a foolish that it was on Rosh Hashanah, this creates a Torah. Vahakach Kosev, at the end, they were very despondent, because So it's mashma that according to Rabbi Loza you couldn't have done this. And Rosh Hashanah Zaino. That pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah, that he told them to go rejoice. That didn't take place on Rosh Hashanah. So why did he bring the pasuk of Rosh Hashanah at the end to tell him what Ezra said? Elabashar Yontiv, Elashahavi, I caught Ezra, let's mach the Baal, you see this Indian of Simchas Yontiv. So the Gemara Dorish Nami Shulchan Monos Leinochon Lo, the Indian Erev Tavshilin. Of Avada Ezra Lav Erev Tavshilin Komachav, and he wasn't talking about Erev Tavshilin. So you see that there's a lot of things that are asmachta. Look at Pshuto, the Shleach Monos Levyanim. What Ezra was telling them is to send gifts to the poor. So therefore, he says one is allowed. He says, so I reklal b'Rosh Hashanah ki b'shor yontif. The stam yontif, when we talk about yontif, is the shleish of a golem. But when we come back on b'Rosh Hashanah, shechal b'Shabbos, l'gorom b'shor shabtza, shabbosis. Still the din Shabbos, we get the din Rosh Hashanah. So kalmodim chetzi ol Hashem v'lo yoyseh. V'arachti b'zeb perakol kisvei and simen menhei. And I discussed this at length elsewhere in Perakol Kisvei, this din. Now, unfortunately, the Marshal on the Sech Shabbos, which he refers to in many places, it was never printed. So he wrote it, and he had even simonim already. The whole Sefer was written, but we were never not doyecha to have it. But he tells us on Rosh Hashanah, you don't have a din of Chetzio Lachem Chetzio Lashem. It's a din of Simchas Yontet that we do learn from Ezra, but there's no halacha of chetzio lochem chetzio l'ashem. That doesn't apply. So Mameila, we're allowed that, what the din is, one's allowed to be Mayrach on Rosh Hashanah, even more than chetzis. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Shulchan Aruch himself paskens that one is allowed to be Mayrach after chetzis on Rosh Hashanah. At the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, says explicitly that one has the right on Rosh Hashanah to finish after Chatzis. So it's the first halacha that's different than Yontif. We don't have Chetzi Olochem, Chetzi Olashem. Now the second issue is Rosh Hashanah Chag? Do we find the term Chag in the Chumash in relationship to you have Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, Chag HaSukkot? They're all called Chag explicitly in the Torah. So we find Chag in reference to Rosh Hashanah. Well, the Torah is it's in Parshas and Mo'adis. It's called Mikra Kodesh, yes. But we don't have an explicit statement that it's a Chag. So maybe, since it's not a Chag, that we don't have the requirement of Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif comes from the din of the Chag. So maybe there's no halacha of Simchas Yontif. No halacha of Simchas Yontif, there should be a lot of things. It's necessarily to see of the past, even though there are those who hold it. You saw, there are more quoted, there are those that say it's a mitzvah to fast. But is it considered a...
Think about Kodesh Shofar, but Kessel Yom Chagein.
So we'll see. You happen to be, that this is one of the riots which is discussed. So that's the question is, the Pasuk though, is not explicitly, but it's an interpretation that we apply it to Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
But it does not an explicit reference to Rosh Hashanah. So, here we start a whole story. What is the status of Rosh Hashanah? Undoubtedly very, very great people that used to fast regularly on Rosh Hashanah. That's without any doubt whatsoever that we have recorded historically that took place. Start off here. Oichlin v'shoysen u'smeichen. The Chabad Chaim writes, Rotsa lomar, afshu hu yom adin. Say, for example, the Gemara says, why don't we recite the Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Because it's Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psukha. If a person is possessed with awe, he doesn't have the requisite joy to recite the Hallel. Nevertheless, Mitzvah Shavu Somachtu B'Chagecha Shayach Tosh. Shagam hu b'chlal chag. It's also considered a chag. Kirechsiv. Tiku v'ashoifo v'choy d'shoifo v'akesel yom chagein. And Chazal say, what does it mean v'akesel yom chagein? And that means on that v'akesel means when the moon is concealed on yom chagein. And the only chag which occurs in Rosh Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah. The Ne'emar b'nechem yiches, ichlu mashmanim shesu v'antafu, kodosh ha'yom la'adonim, al tiri otzu v'ched v'as Hashem v'mu'uschem. So we see that Ezra told them to go eat, and he told them, there's a special Indian. Ichlu mashmanim shesu v'antafu, kodosh ha'yom la'adonim, it's consistent with the Kedushas Hayom. And if anything, to the contrary, al tiri otzu v'ched v'as Hashem v'mu'uschem, that in a way that's Hashem, we have to be focused not on what we imagine is correct, but on what is actually correct. A person can be despondent because it's the Yom Adin, feels tremendous awe, and for that reason he doesn't want to eat. So what did Ezra tell them? Ezra told them, Kiched v'as Hashem im Uzham. The very fact that you're Sameach, that's your Yeschus on Yom Adin. One has to be cognizant of the mitzvah that one is supposed to do at a particular moment. I had a very interesting, a very sad shiloh many, many years ago. It was in 1973, and it was the day after Yom Kippur. And unfortunately, the Yom Kippur war had started less than a day before. And I have a very close chaver who was getting married that night. It was a very strange feeling to go to a chasana the day that the war started. So I was together with the Rosh Hashiva, And I asked, you go to a chasm at the dance tonight? What's going on in Eretz Yisrael? Try to dance by a chasm. So he said, every person is mechuyev to do the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon them. There's a mitzvah to be mesavei achosim v'kam. Tonight, that's our mitzvah. It's not the time and place to be samba. That's the time and place to be mesavei achosim v'kam. That's our schus. Schus is to do what we're supposed to do. And that was the message that Ezra told them. Ched v'as Hashem in Ruskam. They were so overwhelmed with the musr that Ezra gave them that they wanted to go off basically and sit and fast the rest of the day. And I told them, no, I wasn't supposed to. So this is one of the rayas that we have. We have a raya from Tikkun B'Chodesh Shavuot B'Kesel Yom Chageinu. And you see also that Ezra told them, Ichlu Bashlam, Shusim Antakim, Yiched Vashashamim Urusham. He discouraged them from fasting, even though they were apparently so inclined to go in such a direction. That a goyin adds to this. Oichlin v'shoyser v'smeichem. Rishalmi perakamad Rosh Hashanah v'avi or Rosh Seif Rosh Hashanah. And Dalit Prokim b'shonah. Rosh Hashanah, Alma v'dalet prokem elu marbim suda. There are four times in the year that they shecht a tremendous amount of behemoths. And one of those four times of the year is for Rosh Hashanah. So we see that this is a time of marbim suda. It's not a time to fast. V'chein kosov, and we find this in Nehemiah, ches, ichlu mashman, v'shasum amtakim, v'shum shulchu monois, don't mourn, and don't cry. So we told them it's a Yom Kodesh, and it's not a day for mourning. So we see that it's a day that there should be oichlim b'shoyse v'smeichem. Then the next halacha made Miss Anna in Rosh Hashanah, Shekosavoy Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh we do say, Yavayom Rav Chodesh Ashvim Mikra Kodesh Yelo Be'achad Chodesh Yelo Mikra Kodesh Yelo Chem. It's called Mikra Kodesh. The implication of Mikra Kodesh, God says, Ramina Mitaras Koyanim, what does Mikra Kodesh mean? Kacheyu V'machal V'mishtek Susniki. Sanctify it in what fashion? With food and drink and clean clothes. So it says Mefurish in the Teres Kayarim that Mikra Kodesh means Katshehu be Machal of a Mishnah. Yichedras v'shulcha moros le'inochalo v'pashtei dekro l'mishoi v'daito l'sames. The Pasuk seems to point to a person that he wanted a fast. And in other words, Ezra addressed this, this was not a din for the people that didn't want to fast. Now you could say, listen, not everybody fasts. So Ezra was telling the ones that are going to go eat, is you have to make Simchas Yontif in a real fashion. So the guy says, no, what does the Pasuk seem to be addressing? That the people wanted a fast. They were not inclined to eat. So why did Ezra go tell them? So a guy wanted a fast in Rosh Hashanah, and it's a nice thing to do. So what did he tell them? So it seems to suggest that Ezra was telling them that this, and it doesn't make a difference what you want to do. Like, you're not supposed to fast in Rosh Hashanah. So this is not just a din that some fast and some don't, and this was the instructions for the ones that are eating to make a real simple yontif. No, the halacha was that you're not supposed to fast. Well, the Yerushalmi Paragimel the Tainus, it says Masriyan v'lo mis'ana. You can blow the shofar, I guess even an indication of an Eitzor or whatever, or that type of Masriyan. But v'lo mis'ana, that on a fast, certain times, the halacha is that you blow the shofar and you don't fast. Now, what was the shayla of the Yerushalmi? In other words, that's if a time is gshomim. Sometimes you blow the shofar and you don't fast for a time instead of a tainus. Now, the shayla is maybe whenever you blow the shofar, you're supposed to fast. So the Yerushalmi brings a raya. Shekin Rosh Hashanah, Matzriya, Bulei Misanah. You see, the halacha is in Rosh Hashanah. We blow the shofar, we are Masriyan, and we're not doing, we don't fast. So you see that the two are not bound to each other, that if you're going to blow the shofar, that you have to fast on that. No, you see, from Rosh Hashanah, not so. That v'loy v'sana, we don't fast. V'nikur moyet, and it's called the moyet. Because if anything to the contrary, the Gemara in Erechin goes into a reason why we don't recite the halacha. Why do we need the reason Yisifra Chaim or Yisifra Mesim Psucha? If it's not a din of Chag, then why should we recite the Hallel in the first place? So obviously implicit in the fact that it's began the Mikra Kodesh, it's a din of Chag. So on a Chag, the Gemara in Erech and Hell, we should recite the Hallel. So the Gemara had an answer because it's Yisifra Chaim or Yisifra Mesim Psucha Lefonecha. So we see from that that it has a din of a chag. So if there's a din of a chag, the Gavain says, so then you're not supposed to be fasting on the chag. So the implications of this, I mean, are very significant in many ways. The obvious implication is that a person fast on Rosh Hashanah if he wants. And the truth is, we don't really have an absolute answer to that question. Because the Shulchan Aruch on the first tiff says, Oich l'rishayis, etc. And Ein Mis'anim. And the very next tiff, he tells us, Yesh b'kom ha-shul kabal ha-shukom mish'rogel is'anis b'Rosh Hashanah. So, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch is acknowledging the fact that there are places that have a minhag to fast Rosh Hashanah. Or these people, at least Yechidim in some places, have a minhag to fast. So we see we have a split. In practicality, it's split. You know, the Shulchan Aruch obviously prefers the view of those he called us Hayom La'Adonayim, and that it's a Chag, and one should be Oichel B'Shoisen. But on the other hand, he acknowledges the existence of conflicting Minhagim. Now, part of the tension we see in the following din: Kosev Abach, Shehamar Shal, Le'ochal Dogem Rosh Hashanah, Shoyu Chavivim Olav. He liked fish very much, so he didn't eat it Rosh Hashanah. He wanted to limit his pleasures in some regards. That one shouldn't wear fancy clothes. They used to wear raklevedim. They used to wear white garments, as we do on Yom Kippur in these communities. I'm sorry, the nearly the Mamakum Sha'ain, not even little Bush Levainim, and there was places where I don't wear a kittel on Rosh Hashanah, as most of our communities don't. I guess in the German community they do, but in most communities they don't. So there are, the Mogan Aram says, is Lo Yilvash Chashuvim Kolkach. And we even have a view, Kosev of Parshat Shalalech or Bosev Lishtus Yain Rosh Hashanah. There's even a view that says one shouldn't, I guess, you have to make kiddush, you have a meal, but bosser v'yayin you don't have. It's a less choshev a meal. I don't know if it means b'sarayv we should have chalavi, I'm not sure. But it's a less choshev a meal than you would have with all the young time. So the driving force of the shita, which felt the mitzvah of the Rosh Hashanah, is also incorporated within the halacha. That it's a day that one should be less involved in the Gashmias. So, that even on the Tzadah we were Machri of Eichlu Vesmeichem, but it's within limits. Because we shouldn't forget the essence of what Rosh Hashanah is. There was a Maisa, I believe when Shankai this took place, at Rav Chatko Levenstein, some Chassidim, and they started to dance on Rosh Hashanah. And his reaction to it is as if they had lost a month. So I gave him a din. A dance. couldn't, you know, could not relate to such a matzias. So we try to find a balance between the two. We don't fast generally, and we conduct Seudas Yomtov, but it should be a little bit more toned down than it would be on any other time of the year, any other chag of the year. That it really is another implication. And the halacha seems to have a position on that. Now, normally, we say, for example, let's say a person omitted ritzei on Shabbos, or omitted yalav yovo on Yom Tov. So, what's the halacha? He has to repeat it. What happens if on Rosh Chodesh he omitted it?
At 91.
And I'm talking from a meal at Birchas Hamazon. You don't repeat. Why? What's the difference between the two?
Because
there's no chiyah to eat.
Right.
Shabbos and Yom Tov is a chiyah to eat. So what happened if a person benched Rosh Hashanah and he left out the Aleph Yom?
So that's it. Don't repeat it.
What? So the chayra did totally in these two practices. In other words, those that held the fast, the chayra would certainly have held that they're not going to go back if they left it out. It's certainly not a chiyah to eat according to them. The way the Shulchan Aruch is machri of oichlin v'shoyis and v'smeichin, so it comes out according to the Shulchan Aruch, p'sach, one has to go back.
What about, the suda at night and the kiddush that they make at night?
Everyone agrees that this din is only a din in the daytime, but it has nothing to do with the night of Yom Tov itself.
So
the din is really in the...
So at night, even those people who fast during the day would still say you're chayav to eat at night?
And to repeat it if you skipped.
To repeat it? They consider it a chag at night and not during the day? That doesn't seem consistent with that deal.
Again, what's your question?
That view, it doesn't seem consistent. If you hold that you're not, that you know, okay, I gotta eat, I'm not supposed to fast the whole day.
Yeah.
But it's not a chag, and that's why I can fast. Then why do you make kiddush? What would the din be that you should?
No, there's a din mikra kodesh according to them. That exists, but it's not mechayev yom simchas yom tov.
Because that's the case. If you don't say ritzei, why should you have to repeat?
Einochanami, according to them, I don't say according. So I'm wondering if at night, because they only can't fast at least. I'm quite sure that I saw in Poskim that in the night time that this doesn't apply. I don't remember now where.
Because it didn't make for a kodesh, don't you have to make kiddush in the afternoon also? How do they get around that halacha?
No, they did kiddush in the daytime, a whole different halacha altogether. That's a whole different halacha. I'm just trying to see.
Well,
that's
a
question. Yeah, you know, that's not a whole different halacha. I don't remember now where I hear it. Hainu the Indian Ayoim, Abu Malayla, Shah Rosh Hashanah, Bavada, Osiris, Anas, the Kuli Alma, Kamogu Shah Yom. That you're not allowed to fast on the night. I presume the Pshat is, I'm not 100% sure the Pshat. The Pshat is that the din is the Yom. Now, Rayla, the Zman of the din, the din is the fast. Now, I'm still not sure, so, exactly, Mikro Kodesh it is. What exactly are the parameters according to them? Do you have to go back again? You can't fast. That's true. Are you mechuyev v'suda according to them? Are you definitely mechuyev v'suda? Less than clear to me what the din would be. So this has been a very, I think the status of Rosh Hashanah and these halachas is less than fully clear.
But if someone makes kiddush, don't they have to have a suda in kiddush al b'makom suda?
That doesn't have to be a suda with pas.
You're not fasting.
You're only dust with less than pas. wanted me to sue them according to some. So we don't know necessarily that you have to. So now, Misha Kivala of this Anas Barosh Hashanah, he writes, this is what the Beisir says, Eno Domo the Misha Kivala of this Anas Peshabbos Yom Tov. This is where we started. Then Kabbalah Soklum, for Shabbos Yom Tov, that there doesn't mean a thing at all if he decided not to eat. But a hocha tzorah chatorah, me'achad yesh on the mitzvah of this Anas Barosh Hashanah. So a mechayev a person to do, Hatorah Sedon for it also. So there's another nafkemina between the other Yom Tovim in this, because of this machlokes, that a person that was makabel upon himself not to fast, to fast on Rosh Hashanah, is mechuyev to tay if he doesn't want to fast, and maybe we would suggest that he shouldn't, but he's still mechuyev to do Hatorah Sedon. It's not a neder which is clearly against the halacha. So this issue, as I said, of the status of Rosh Hashanah, fasting, not fasting, how much Simchas Yom Tov there is the Shulchan Aruch gives a hachro. It's not an absolute hachro. I mean, there's still a lot of, you know, we saw that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't certify the minhag of those that fasted on Rosh Hashanah, even though that's not the ikra halacha according to him. And he cites the view that they should not change their shita any time during their lifetime. They should be consistent and not back down. So this is a very interesting situation because the Torah itself does not directly refer to Rosh Hashanah as a chag. And that's really all of these varying manifestations of the halacha, that it is Simchas Yom Tov, it isn't Simchas Yom Tov, it's also the fast, it can't fast, all stem from the fact that we don't have a resounding statement in the Torah that this is together a chag. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.